Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is Sunday morning, October the 23rd, 2011, and I am more than grateful, honored, pleased, and all the other adjectives I can find to be with you this morning. I have some really dilly whopper questions. I tried to save the most pungent questions for Sunday morning, just FYI. But you can go to my website at aspire.org and listen to past radio programs and even future ones. If you want, just go to aspire.org and go take a look under media. It is all there for you, absolutely free of charge, my gift to you. Hopefully it's helpful to you. You never know. I just want to dive into the questions, and then later on I'll give you a couple of important announcements. This is a really interesting question from Frank. He doesn't tell me where he's from, so I don't know. I don't know how he's seen me. I don't know if he watches me on YouTube or down in San Diego on TV, or whether or not he listens to our radio program here on KRXA. I have problems with people like you who teach meditation and liberal living and ask for donations for it. I think it's a scam. What do you think, Frank? Frank, it is very difficult to teach what I teach. And to the average person who is locked into their emotions and a deep sense of personalized fear, a lot of what I say here on the radio, or if you're watching me on YouTube, probably sounds very foreign to you. I don't know what your religious orientations are or any of that, so I can't address that. But I would venture to say that you were raised probably in a household where there was people who were more traditionally based. It's all I can say. And I might be wrong. You may have been raised with absolutely no religion and just been an atheist or whatever. I don't know. But you say you have problems. You do have problems with people like you who teach meditation and liberal living and ask for donations. I think it's a scam. The scam might be within you. I've been teaching for many, many years, since 1973, and you can do the math on that one. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that it sounds like a scam to most people. I don't know what you mean by liberal living. I don't understand that, but it must mean something about living with an ebb, a flow, maybe a certain kind of beauty, where there is a freedom within to explore and look at our life from a different perspective. The whole idea of teaching meditation and the lifestyle you call liberal probably is accurate with me. I would probably live a more liberal life than you. I would probably teach a more liberal teaching than you would probably care for. But that doesn't make it a scam. That just makes it different. Look, Frank, the money that I get, and it's very little. If you think teaching transformational work to the American public is an easy or profitable thing, you're crazier than a hoot owl. People in the West don't want to grow and mature. They just want to get rich. And your whole thing is about money here. It isn't about what I'm teaching. It's the assumption of a liberal teaching, some kind of, I don't know what you think, that we all run around naked and have sex with each other. I don't know what you think. But it doesn't really matter. What matters is you don't understand money, love, meditation, and life. The donations that I receive pay for this airtime. You're hearing me and arguing with me, as it were, kind of over the air here, due to the kindness and the compassion of people who see exactly what I'm trying to teach. It is very few. It is one in maybe 1,000 people that really hear what I'm saying. Now, I would think that if it were a scam, I'd be far richer than all of that, and I'd have far more money and all of that. And I want you to know, scraping by is not a fun thing to do. When you're teaching something authentic about love, about life, you're not going to have a very big audience. The audiences are for Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and Tolle. These are people who are teaching you all sorts of things that catch your eye and make give you hope for your life. I'm not giving you any hope for your living. Do you think that is a scam? My liberal teachings, I don't know what you think of as liberal, or I don't know, you know, where you heard that. Most people can't focus on my teachings for more than a few seconds here and there. They can't think the thoughts, because what I'm teaching can't be thought. It really even can't be taught. You have to catch it within yourself. You have to be of a certain elk. You have to have a certain state of being inside to get what I'm offering. Most of the people listening to this radio program right now don't even get it. And they think they do, but they don't. Frank, a scam is where you do something to connive money, to try to propagate an idea or something that is false. What I am teaching here isn't about right and wrong, good and bad. It is about love. It is about penetrating beyond emotion, passion, thought. It is about persevering beyond the beyond. It is about finding that which loves you, lives in you. This is something the human mind cannot understand. If I were a scam artist, I'd be teaching people how to be rich. I'd be teaching them how to go to heaven. I'd be telling them that vote for me and I'll give you everything you want. That's a scam. I'm saying to you, I'm selling water by the river. And nobody's really getting it. Even the people who think they're getting going, I understand what he's saying. I get it. They don't get it. Because once you get it, your whole life has changed. And now you have to change the way you live from within and sit with me. You have to come and work upon yourself. People don't think they have to work upon themselves. It's eat, drink, and be merry and hope when you die there's a better world for yourself. And that's really what people think. I'll just do the best I can. I don't want to go within. I don't want to look at what's going on within. Frank, I don't think you're hearing me. I'm an SOB, you know? I'm not the person you think I am, where I am teaching some airy-fairy thing that people absolutely love and people are paying me, you know, hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars for it. It's not like that at all. And if you ever really want to try what I'm doing, I would be more than happy to train you and tell you what you have to do. It is a very arduous and difficult thing to help humankind this way. The real question is, why would I do it? That's the real question. Not putting me down because I asked for donations to support my radio program and my TV program. They're a very, very small voice in the loudness and in the absolute halitosis of this hatred that we have in this world. I mean, if you really look at it, there is nothing but pain and sorrow all around us. I'm not teaching you to be a part of that. Do you think people like that? They don't. And if you do, you're out of your ever-loving mind. I mean, you're really cuckoo. People don't like me. They don't like what I teach. People stay away from me. I've got like leprosy, emotional and psychological and social leprosy. The minute people find out what I do or they know what I do, they steer clear. It's been this way since day one. People want to be soothed by a teaching. They want to be massaged by philosophy, their ego, their vanity, their pride. They want to get off on it. It's like an orgasm. But that's not the way it works. We have serious problems with serious issues, and giving money for a cause like this that takes that money, turns it around, and propagates it back out into the world to be of service to humankind is very different. It's very odd. It enhances karma in people. It enhances their beauty. What they give, they get back in many, many different ways. But these are principles that you wouldn't understand. You wouldn't believe in. You couldn't get. You would just say, oh, that's a scam. It's not your lifetime, evidently, Frank. But I guarantee you, I promise you this. One day you will understand. I don't know where, when, how, what lifetime, or whatever. It's none of my beeswax. But one day you will understand the beauty of this whole thing. You give money to politicians to change your life, they don't. You give money to the church to get you to heaven, to avoid hell, it can't. You give money to someone like me and I turn it around and I plant seeds with it and I make a garden for other people to come in and to take those flowers and take those plants and make more seeds out of them and help them grow and grow and grow in other places in their life. I'm not here as a pope or a guru. I'm here as a channel. That's merely what I do. I take the donations and I channel them back out into the world in every form I possibly can to serve humankind. You don't see this happening any other place. You really don't. This is all, not about propagating an ideal that is popular. This is about sharing insights that people need to hear at least once in their life before they die. Even if they don't get it, even if they don't practice, at least they were exposed to it. And to me, that exposure is everything. I don't care if I ever see them again. I care that they were exposed to something that was beyond their conceptual values and ideals that have nothing to do with anything other than greed and selfishness. So, Frank, you know, listening to me and watching me, there must be some part of you that is interested. Maybe rather than throwing rocks at me, you might want to come and be with me. You never know what might happen. A great love might bloom in you. Your life is precious, deeply precious. Please forgive me. Namaste. I get a lot of these emails, you know, where people think, you know, because of what I'm talking about is so different that it's some kind of scam or whatever. I get it all the time. And it's hard to explain to people what this is really all about. There has to be a basic kind of inner intelligence to get it. An intelligence that is beyond intellect and emotion and logic and reasoning. It comes from the heart. The real heart, not the human heart, the real heart. And so few even believe that exists. So what can you do? Okay, the next question comes from Karen. What are the most essential teachings to know in this world? I'm not quite clear what I'm doing here. I feel like a drunk waking up, Karen. Karen, this is one of the most beautiful emails I've ever had. You feel like a drunk waking up from a bad spell. What are you doing here? This is an amazing email because what you're saying to me is awareness is starting to dawn in me. Compassion, love is starting to bloom in me. And I'm coming out of my stupor, my human stupor, to awaken to something more beautiful. You are right. And you asked me for the more essential teachings. I can give you a few. They're very, very simple, nothing profound, forgive me. Become humble. Listen to the Beatitudes of Jesus. They are an amazing set of teachings. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Become meek. Become humble. Learn to listen to the lowest in you. The lowly voice, that still small voice that gets no attention whatsoever. Learn to listen to that. Forget about the loud voice of logic, reasoning, and hatred. You've heard that a million times, a billion times in your life. You don't need to hear that. Listen to that still small voice. Live in the gap, the pause, the spaces between your thoughts. In your breath, between your breath, inhale. And exhale. Live in that pause, that gap. Learn how to live quietly. Do not be obtrusive to your spirit, but be compassionate towards your spirit. feel love. And you will start to feel this deep flow within you that is saying to you to forgive others for what they have done. The people know not what they do, and to forgive them. And to understand the nature of moving out of your own karmic stuff into the love that is you. We are subject to karma until we are no longer subject to karma, as it were. Our karma, the way we are living it right now, is very painful. It has a lot to do with fear and hatred and how we have lived our life then and how we're living our life now. But once that is self-realized and you wake up out of this drunken stupor of yours, as you are doing and as you are talking about here, you're going to find that the most essential thing is simply love. Love, 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 love. Only love. And that's the only thing you should persevere. You shouldn't be worried about anything else, about who's doing what, who said this, who said that. Humility, meekness, compassion, learning to authentically, now get this, really hear this, Karen, learning how to have remorse for the way you have lived your life. Not regret. Regret means I'd do it again and again and again because I'm too willful. Remorse is when I see the error of my way, when I see what I've done, and I can no longer do it any longer. I've gone through that. I continue to go through that. You continue to go through that. You're going through that right now. Now, if you can do those things that I've just given to you, you will start to wake up more, and your ego will not like it. Your friends, your family probably will not like it. They're going to say you've changed. They're going to say that you're not the same anymore, that you have become weird or strange or liberal or whatever. They're going to not like it. People say, oh, I love my child. It's very, whatever they want is good for me. But I have seen the opposite, only the opposite. I see people say that and then turn around and are very shocked and upset by what they see their children doing when they start to work upon themselves, because it forces them to see how they treated them when they were a child, when they were little. And then they see how they have passed down this pain and sorrow from one generation to another generation to another. And it goes on and on and on, and nobody stops it. Why? Because it's family, and family is everything. And yet Jesus said, your greatest enemies are those of your own household. Unless you hate your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, even your own life, you cannot be my disciple. Whoa. Whoa, baby. See, the codependent part of us, that human weakness, needs somebody just to say, you know, no matter how much crap I do in my life, you gotta love me because I'm family. No matter what I think, say, or do, you've gotta look at me and tell me you love me. That's the way of the Western world. You better look, Karen. Look deeply inside. Wake up. You are the most essential teaching of life. You are. Live it. Let it live you. And live in joy and playfulness. And for all the bad press you might get for all of this in your personal life, just grin and forgive them. They know not what they do. Please forgive me. Namaste. Boy, some quirkers today, huh? Here's one from Sid to just cap it all off. Your message is difficult to explain to others, even for me to understand. How am I going to explain this to my family? Should I get involved? Sid. Oh, Sid, you're not ready to be involved yet. Do you remember the story? And I'm not a Jesus freak, so don't think I am. I'm really not. He's just a tremendous master. You remember the guy that came to him and said, I want to follow you, but let me go home and bid them farewell that live in my house. Another man said, let me go and bury my father. He just died. And Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. Come and follow me. And he said to the guy that wanted to go home and say goodbye to his family that he wasn't fit for the practice. He wasn't fit. He told him, no. It's really interesting. Listen, said you don't answer to anyone but your own heart. If you're answering to your conscience, if you're answering to your family, if you're answering to your friends, then you're not authentic yet. You're not real yet. You haven't come to the place where you are real. You're just going through the motions of your life, living as if you are loved through other people's consent. I call this living our life via the committee. You have to be loved by committee. The more people that agree with you and love you and think that you're the right kind of dude and guy, the more you can go, well, everybody likes me. I'm loved by committee. How many votes do we have out there, like, you know, like a presidential election? You go to people and say, now, will you support me? Now, let me put a little spin on this and let me tell you how this is all going to work. And then you tell me, Sid. Yes, my message is different. It is hard to understand because it can't be understood. You have to catch it, not think it. You don't have to explain it to others. Why would you bother to do that? The deepest things I know, I can't talk about. The things that are most important to me, I never speak of. I can't. Because they're not audible. They're not thoughts. And if I can take something magnificent and beautiful and find myself reducing it down to a thought, then I'm not doing my work. I'm not being authentic. I'm not practicing spiritually anything. I'm just going through the motions. Don't be foolish. If you're really authentic, you practice no matter what people think. You meditate no matter what people think. You work upon yourself with compassion and love and forgive those who have despitefully used you and done all sorts of unkind things to you. You just love them the way they are. That's it. You don't explain yourself to them. Do you think you could explain compassion to the United States government, to Hitler's and Mussolini's and Charles Manson's? I don't think so. They just don't have it to understand. They don't get it. It's not in them to get it. Not now. It is their life, their karma, not to get it. And to go through what they must go through eventually to get it. But it takes practice. So Sid, if you're looking for people's consent to begin a spiritual practice, you're still not ready. It's not your time yet. This work isn't for everyone or anyone. It is for those who choose to live a little differently in their life, who can keep a secret in their heart and just live it, and come what may. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment or question, no matter how surly or kind of edgy it is, I love it. You are more than welcome to come to the website at aspire.org. That's aspire.org. Go to the main page there. You'll see in the upper right-hand corner, Contact. And not the movie, but that was a great movie, wasn't it? Contact. Just click on that and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. I have a beautiful workshop coming up here on Saturday, the 5th of November. We are going to be meditating on the two new meditations that I offered in September, getting ready for our beautiful Mount Madonna retreat. I'd be honored to have you at this workshop. Anybody is welcome. You can do these little meditations. They're only 18 and, I think, 25 minutes each, both of them. So it isn't like I'm stressing your capacity for meditation. But I will be giving you some very important teachings. Your lunch is included. The donation is only $50. Parts of that are tax deductible, about $40 of it. Like I said, it includes a beautiful lunch. And to join me, you can do one of two things. If I have your information already, you can email me and say, sign me up. If I don't, you can come to the website at aspire.org. Go to the main page there, and you will see events. And if you go down to workshops in Carmel and click on it, you can sign up. I have a really special announcement for you. This is very, very important. you know, Frank talked about the whole idea of garnering donations for the support of the radio program and TV on YouTube. All of this costs money, and it does. I have a man in San Diego who has watched me down there for many years who will match any year-end donation that you make, any number you make, $25, $50, $100, all the way up to whatever. He's happy to do that. And he will match your donations, and your donations, besides being tax deductible, will be used to purchase more airtime here on KRXA and to support our effort on YouTube as we make new programs and are converting my old Aspire programs that were done many, many years ago onto YouTube to serve you. So if you're interested in making this kind of loving donation, there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can go to the website at aspire.org and go look at Support Aspire. Now, if you become a sponsor, he will even match your sponsorship. Go take a look there. You'll probably learn a lot. And you can make a donation there or make a one-time donation or become a sponsor and really help keep this radio program on the air. It is the part of life to give, and most people are afraid to. I think it's sad. That's why we are what we are. We're such wussies, aren't we? Well, I'm out of here. I'll be back on the air next Saturday and Sunday at 9:04 here on KRXA. Hopefully, I'll be able to pay the radio bill. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening to me and your patience and kindness. And if you have any questions, please feel free to let me know. Please forgive me, hey? Namaste.